Acts chapter 23, verse 11. But the following night, the Lord stood by Paul and said, "Be of good cheer, Paul, for as you have testified for me in Jerusalem, so you must also bear witness at Rome." Your minds are probably all now focused on the good cheer of your class's victories in field day. But Jesus is asking us to turn our attention for a few moments to the good cheer of his victory. You know, a poll found that 80% of Americans have been so affected by the philosophy of self-fulfillment that their needs, feelings, and even pleasures take priority over God, family, and society. Historical studies have also shown that with the dramatic increase in this self-absorption has also come a parallel dramatic increase in the contagious spread of depression. Jesus put it this way: he who finds his life will lose it, but he who gives up his life for my sake will find it. Jesus would then set us free from the prison of self-absorption with his glorious assurance, "Be of good cheer." Paul had determined by the Spirit to go up to Jerusalem to bring a freewill offering of love from the Gentiles to believers in Jerusalem that had been struck by a famine. He was really excited that this gift might help mend the division between Jew and Gentile Christians. And despite numerous warnings that he would be put in chains at Jerusalem, he therefore pressed on for the welfare of the church. But while he was at the temple, he was falsely accused of teaching against the temple and Moses, seized and beaten by a mob. Roman soldiers intervened, and he did get a chance to plead with his people to recognize that Jesus is the fulfillment of all the promises of the Lord God of Abraham. But they spurned it. Later, Paul did get a chance to get out of prison to address the Jewish Sanhedrin. But when they had him slapped right at the beginning, he realized that they were so hypocritically biased that the only thing he could do was demonstrate how inept they were. Doomed to the gloom then of his prison cell, the fungus of resentment and self-pity, the mold of failure, could have quickly multiplied. But there, in his dark, dank prison cell, he heard, "Be of good cheer, Paul, in my abiding presence and victory." Be of good cheer is one word in the Greek. Can one word be sufficient to cure spiritual depression? When it's Jesus, yes. Be of good cheer. Jesus said to the paralytic, "Because your sins have been forgiven." Be of good cheer. Jesus said to the woman who'd had a blood flow for 12 years, "Because your faith has made you whole." Be of good cheer, Jesus said to the disciples when they were terrified, thinking it was a ghost that was coming at them across the sea. "Because I am your I am," Do not be afraid. Be of good cheer, Jesus said to the disciples in the upper room. For yes, in the world you will have tribulation, but I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer is the divine assurance to you from the one who is present to supply all our needs, victorious to change our sackcloth of sadness into the bridal gown of eternal joy. Be of good cheer is so tied to Jesus that the inspired authors of the New Testament only record this greeting in connection with the good cheer of Jesus' abiding presence and victory. Be of good cheer was announced to blind Bartimaeus because Jesus is calling you to come to Him. It was announced to the Corinthians because in Jesus we have a building that is confident. It was announced concerning the effectiveness of God's Word in your hearts, saying to you as to all the elect of God, I have cheerful confidence in you through the Word dwelling in you. And yes, in all of these, and then one more very specific one, Jesus is speaking to you. Be of good cheer. What does Jesus say to you? I will never leave you, nor forsake you. So that with confident good cheer, you can say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? With this greeting, the I am God is stepping through the steel bars of our sin into the cold prison of life in a cursed world to walk with you and me in the cool of the evening, to share with us His abiding presence and victory. By His side, you have fellowship with God in forgiveness of sins, life out of death, good cheer in the midst of tribulation. For our I am holds the victory. Jesus thus also assures Paul that his witness, though it ended him up in jail, had accomplished God's good purpose and would be used now even in Rome. How often do you feel blasé about chapel? It just doesn't seem that relevant or exciting. And after all, you've got class field day victories to contemplate. But it's here that Jesus reminds us He is entering the dark, dank prison cell of our life in a cursed world to say to you, be of good cheer. I am with you. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of you. Jesus is throwing open the gates of heaven, stepping through the steel bars of our sin and announcing to you and me, prisoners of sin's griefs, I am with you. Your sins have been forgiven. My peace I give to you. My countenance is shining upon you. Go, live, and witness the glory of my good cheer. The not-so-new wine of self-absorption only leaves the hangover of depression. But Jesus' blessing of good cheer and His righteousness, peace, and joy can burn up that fungal mold of self-pity and resentment in the sunshine of His abiding presence and victory. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 518, 518, stanzas 2 and 3.